was still 19 when I got in really good shape. I also shot up a bunch of 4 or 5 inches. I got my glasses off and got contacts, and all of a sudden I was something to look at. But I resented that initially because I was that same fat kid that was very insecure, and that whatever kind of attention you're getting, it made me, I didn't trust people that all of a sudden were real nice to me because I was easier to look at. I battled bulimia for 9 years. After that, in my 20s, I got into athletics and to keep my weight down, I thought I was clever. I was just killing my joints and my jaw. I had damaged my esophagus and trachea. Because when you're gorging like I was gorging, I mean, you're poisoning your body. So physiologically, I felt sick all the time. I learned that I could eat what I wanted to, and I felt better about myself. You would call me a gym rat. I go to the gym, and I do Runyon Canyon, which is a hike here in Los Angeles, not because it's popular, because I really like the feeling I get after spending an hour and a half on top of that, climbing the mountain, coming down, and it feels like you escaped for a little while. And one morning I couldn't breathe, so I thought I had asthma. That's what you must feel like if you had asthma. My blood pressure was 55 over 31. They said, you need to be admitted immediately. And they diagnosed me that afternoon with cardiomyopathy. My heart was 5 times the size of my heart looked like a small catcher's mitt. But it was a 28-month wait for my heart transplant. It was It was a horror show. I'm 2 years and 2 months on the other side of it. And I'm actually grateful for all the complications that everything happened. Every single aspect of it, because it did and continues to teach me some of the most valuable lessons about being in this moment right here.